From our Stars and Dogs segment, it's time for this week's Star.
Okay, so the weekly star today, Aritzia, trades at just under $18 per share. It has a $1.1 billion market cap. So what does the company do? Well, they're a developer and retailer of fashion brands. So they provide a diverse range of women's fashion apparel and accessories across 90 retail stores throughout Canada and also through its e-commerce operations. So the stock jumped 11% last week and is up 41% year to date. What's driving the share price's strong financial performance? So on October 4th, Aritzia released its Q2 financial results showing strong operational and bottom line earnings growth. This continues to be positive growth figures. This continues to be a theme for the company. They've been growing, they've been developing quite well financially over the past year. So the Q2 numbers, revenue was $205 million, up about 18%. They had positive comparable or same-store sales growth of 11.5%, which we just talked about, very important for a retail business. And 11.5% is an exceptionally strong same-store sales growth rate. Adjusted net income increased about 76% to $18.3 million or 16 cents per share in the quarter. And adjusted EBITDA increased 60% to $33 million. So I'm just going to read a statement from the company here that we got from their MD&A, and it says the net revenue increase was primarily driven by comparable sales growth of 11.5%, resulting from continued momentum in the company's e-commerce business as well as strong performance in the stores. Net revenue growth also reflects the addition of 7 new stores and 8 expanded or repositioned stores since the second quarter. Since the beginning of the second quarter of fiscal 2018. Increase in gross profit margin was driven primarily by improvement in product costs related to ongoing sourcing initiatives, the weakening of the US dollar compared to last year, and a favorable sales mix shift toward exclusive brands, which was partially offset by increased warehousing and distribution costs. So what we're taking from this is a lot of things going well for the company. Obviously, their e-commerce business is performing well. The store is performing well. Higher revenues and improved margins. Looking at the company's valuation, it's trading right now for about 30 times trailing earnings per share, about 25 times analyst consensus estimates for this year. So fairly reasonable valuation, not what I would call cheap, but you wouldn't expect to see a company that's performing so well to be that cheap. So the valuation is reasonably okay. The balance sheet as well is strong with a debt to equity ratio of just 0.23. So in the last two quarters, it's demonstrated impressive growth up and down the income statement. And as the company expands its sales, it's succeeding, keeping its costs down, increasing its profit margins. And certainly the future looks optimistic for Aritzia, and that makes it the star of the week.